Welcome, everybody, from Sky Sports Radio, your weekly podcast preview from formatalist Paul Joyce. And Paul, as I welcome you in, a warm old day, Sydney on Friday, 36 degrees, 31 on Saturday. And they've been watering knowing that these high temperatures are on the way.
Yeah, exactly right, Andrew. It's lovely to see some hot weather starting to hit Sydney as we sort of head towards the tail end of this long spring carnival that we've had. And on Saturday, it's the Bondi Stakes, a $1 million race for the three-year-olds over a mile. Probably haven't got the numbers they were hoping for, but certainly some quality there. And it is the second leg of the quaddie, so certainly an important race for us on Saturday.
Righto, well, let's have a look at the last four races. The Sydney Tattlesalls Club Cup is race six over the 2,400 metres, and we can report that a tension run will run here rather than going to Melbourne. And certainly that, did you have it anywhere or high up in your tips?
Yeah, I think she's the horse to beat. I was really keen to see where she would go. I think they've chosen the right option. I think this is a much easier option than the Melbourne option. And they've got Barrier 1 with Glenn Boss aboard. There's not a lot of speed in this race. Rapido Shaparo probably leads Naval Warfare. And then Attention Run, though, I've got Matt sitting probably third with the Gun Run. The numbers for the quaddie, 4, 7, 1, 6 and 3. Attention Run on top. She's coming through the Metrop. She was only beaten a length and a half there. And prior to that, ran second in the Newcastle Cup behind Hush Rider. So I think that form is just the superior form line. And she should win. But these staying races, as we know, they're always a little bit tricky. So I'm going a bit wider in the quaddie. The 7 Master of Wine, well, he's coming off a huge four-length win at Randwick last start over 2,000. If he can reproduce that effort, he's the horse to beat. But he is up 2,400 for the first time. He's up sharply in grade. So there's just a couple of question marks there for him. The 1 Master of Arts, well, he's got similar form. He ran fourth in the Newcastle Cup, then second in the Colin Stephen behind Stampede. So he's certainly got the recent form on the board. The other two chances, the 6 Rapido Shaparo, well, it's his first crack at 2,400. And it's always a big ask, their first go at this distance range. Even though he's been winning over 2,000, he's got to handle that extra 400 metres and do it from the front. But I've got him in there. And number 3, Naval Warfare. He's the only other on-pace runner I could find here. He's got totally different form lines. He's been racing down in Melbourne. He's coming through the Mornington Cup. So I just thought I'd throw him in just in case that form happens to trump the Sydney form. So we've got 4, 7, 1, 6 and 3.
All right, going safe there in the first leg of the quaddie. The $1 million Bondi Stakes. This race will develop over the years. Some people might say it's light in numbers, but it is one of the new $1 million races that trainers will get used to being in this calendar. We've still got the likes of Kubrick. We've got Just Thinking, who's been freshened up back to a mile. And now we see this Brisbane horse, who's probably a bit of a roughie, but Ballistic Boy comes down for Chris Anderson.
Yeah, definitely, and I think you're right. I think there are trainers that haven't targeted this race this year because it's such a new race and it doesn't really fit into the old-fashioned campaigns of getting horses to the Derby or the Spring Champion Stakes. But I tell you what, there'll be a few interstate trainers that'll be eyeing it off when they realise what they've missed out on this year. And, Chris Anderson, one of the first to have a crack at it. Speed in the race, Collada and Just Thinking. You've got two dead set leaders here, and Collada isn't the sort of horse that can be controlled in front. So I think Just Thinking will have to take a sit, and Tim Clark's got the right barrier to do that. But either way, it puts a bit of speed into this race, makes it a tough mile, and I keep coming back to class here, and that's number 1, Kubrick. So my quaddie numbers are 1 and 2. Kubrick's drawn the 1. He's got the blinkers first time. He's coming through the Caulfield Guineas. Now, I know he finished 14th of 16, but he drew barrier 15. He was slow away. He was never closer than 4 deep the trip around Caulfield. So just put the pen through that run. Go off his previous two efforts. 4th behind Bivouac. Yes, yes, yes. And exceeds in the Run to the Rose. And a 5th in the Golden Rose. Only beaten 3.5 lengths behind Bivouac and Yes, Yes, Yes. And I just think you've got a form line that stands out head and shoulders above the rest. He's only got to come through that Caulfield run in reasonable shape and he should be too good for them. But I will save on Just Think, and he's got the Spring Champion Stakes form. Castelvecchio ran 2nd. Castelvecchio goes to the Cox Plate, must have some chance in that. And he's been being beaten by Shadow Hero at his last two, who, of course, is the boom horse heading down towards the Victoria Derby. So I think with numbers 1 and 2, especially at set weights here, Andrew, I think that really gives the class horses a massive edge. So this is the race I'm trimming up.
So 1 and 2, and the other thing with Kubrick is you explained there with Collada and Just Thinking that Kubrick should be able to just get that beautiful box seat, a lot different than what happened in the Caulfield Guineas.
Yeah, exactly right. And Blinker's first time as well. So I think Chris Waller, as we know, he's such an astute trainer. He would have had this race on the radar for a while.
Yep, understand. All right, so one and two there. We move to race number eight, larger lineup here. I know he's become one of those horses, and I know he's around $30, but I want to back El Merton off its last run. Can you give me some sort of feeling?
Yeah, I reckon if he'd drawn a gate, he would have been in my numbers. I'll just have him on the map here posted wide. But, that mightn't be a problem. The rail's out 8 metres. So I don't think you'll want to be caught too wide here on the day. But I know where you're coming from. He's Jean Dubois almost got him back.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting a cheeky performance. But there's just so much speed in this race. And that's sort of the key for me. I've had to go for horses that'll sit just back off this hot tempo and finish over top of them. So I have gone wide, but we didn't quite catch our Merton. So we've got 4, 6, 3, 9, 12, 4 on top, Ronstar. He's got a lovely gate here for this. He's first up run behind Agent Pippa. He ran fourth, but he got badly held up in the straight. He got a lot further back than he probably should have. And I think he's the big improver here at double figures. But there's a heap of chances. Safado, first run for Chris Waller, was with Kim War. He's always been a very smart horse, and I loved his trial for Chris Waller recently at Rose Hill. The problem is with him, he'll probably get a long way back and just need to steam home over top of them late. The three Poised to Strike, well, he was luckless at his first Sydney run. He finished 10th of 11, but he never got a crack at them at any stage. He's come up with barrier one. Number nine, Testify, well, he's 3 from 3. He's resuming from a spell. He's had a couple of trials, and I think he's got to be a chance. And the 12, Coterie, he didn't have much luck at all on the Kensington track first up, and he was a $2.60 favourite there off some good trials. So I think we'll have to give him another go. So 4, 6, 3, 9, and 12 in the third leg.
The Daily Press handicap here over the 1,500 metres. And again, some horses that are racing in really good form at the moment.
Sure. Not a lot of speed this time on paper. I think Mercurial Lad, Mystery Double, they hold the key to the speed. Elmo not far away, and Bergen showed surprisingly good toe first up over 1,200. Again, a good open race to close. I've gone 15-5-3. 14 and 4, 15 on top, Sauce Edge. Now, this horse is flying to Matty Dale. If you get a chance to chat to him in the next couple of days, I'd love to hear his thoughts, because she's coming off a 5-length trouncing there at Canberra last start. And she didn't have any luck in the run. She had to drift back. She was further back than they would have liked, and she just steamed past them. Oh. So she's now had 8 starts for 5 wins. Sausage. So she's the one I like in the last. Bergen. Bit of a food Quinella there. Bergen, the danger of first up run at Warwick Farm. Good, he'll fit fitter for that, and he's straight to the 1,500. 3 Shawnee, barrier one. Terrific return behind Grey Worm, who goes around favourite in an earlier race. And the other two chances here, 14 and 4. 14 Mystery Double. She's the only real on-pace runner I can find, so I think she'll give you a good sight. And the 4 Elmo, I just snuck him in there because I was so impressed with his last start win at Warwick Farm. And he's a horse who just keeps flying under the radar. He's now won 5 of 13. You're still going to get probably double figures about him. So we'll go 15, 5, 3, 14 and 4.
You were right around Sauce Edge. It was a hell of a win. We're talking about Canberra form, and we're now talking about a city race, but it was just the way she just let the rivals just look like they were standing still.
And it wasn't a bad field. I can tell you the runner-up who's knocking, the third horse, Bring a Secret. I mean, they are genuine, probably midweek performers, and they certainly more than capable down in that Canberra area, and she just absolutely blew them away. It was something else, and I just think she's getting better and better, and I'd love to hear what Matty Dale's got planned for her, because I think she can win this race, and she's a decent each-way price, so any early shoppers out there, you can jump on and have a good bet on Sausage in the last.
Well, I can tell you, as we record this podcast, we're trying to arrange him for our Racing HQ today, Thursday. So if we get him, we'll podcast it. What I can tell you, though, he said to me, she's a progressive mare that deserves her chance in the city. I haven't done the speed map yet, but we'll ride with cover. That's what Matt Dale has mentioned. All right, so that's the legs of the quaddie. Now, you'll be back with us Saturday morning at 10 o'clock to go through every race. But, of course, this warm weather, we know what sort of track. It'll be in the good range. It's been well watered through the week. And we'll enjoy Bondi Stakes Day. We'll talk to you then, Paul.
Yeah, sure. We're looking forward to it. Thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce, and our form analyst, he's looking at the Sydney quaddie as we do every Thursday in his podcast.